The flu season is coming up, and I'm Janet Cimarelli. I am a licensed nutritionist, and I'm here with my health updates, and I want to talk to you about the flu season. I see more and more and more signs in the pharmacies around town saying you can just step right up to this counter and we'll give you a flu shot, no problem. The truth of the matter is, how good for us are those flu shots? How well protected are we during the flu season if we get a flu shot? Okay, well, I'm about to give you some information that you can get from a website called vacinfo.org. It is, unfortunately, very unpleasant information. Let's start with MSG, monosodium glutamate. There is a physician, and he has an excellent book out called Excitotoxins, certain substances that have a very, very detrimental effect on your brain chemistry. His name is Dr. Russell Blaylock, and he is a retired neurologist, neurosurgeon. And he talks about monosodium glutamate having really significantly negative effects on brain chemistry. Well, did you know there's MSG in your flu shot? Surprised me. I'm sure it does surprise you as well. Formaldehyde. Remember when you were in biology class in high school and you got to dissect the frogs? And how did those frogs get delivered to your biology class? They were packed in formaldehyde. Very, very much a preservative. And where do you find formaldehyde? In your flu shot. I don't think you would choose to have formaldehyde injected into your body. Maybe there are those out there who might think, okay, well, that little bit of formaldehyde, maybe it's going to preserve me. Okay, preserve you after death, but not necessarily preserve you very well while you're living and breathing. So that is another ingredient that you may find in your flu shot. There are antibiotics. There's aluminum. There's fetal tissue. There's blood from a variety of different animals. There are viral particles, streptomycin, neuromycin, and the biggie, mercury. And you may have heard, well, they took the mercury out of the vaccines. Yes, indeed, that was true. They did take the mercury out of infant vaccines, but mercury is still present in the flu vaccine. Not a good choice if you're interested in preserving your health. Okay, so what can you do to protect yourself against the viruses that may be going around? Maybe you're dealing with upper respiratory issues. Maybe your immune system just isn't that strong. Okay. How do you protect yourself during the flu season? Well, remember when it was a very, very big issue to reduce the amount of vitamin D? Certainly, they used to have vitamin D in the level of about 4,000 IUs in a one-a-day multivitamin. Then the medical community decided that vitamin D had a very big potential to be toxic to your liver, and you better not have excess levels of vitamin D. And consequently, the levels of vitamin D in our supplements went down, and the use of sunblock and the focus on staying out of the sun, that became a very, very in vogue approach. And what do we have? We have a deficiency of vitamin D. Vitamin D that has the potential to be of such great protection when you're dealing with viruses and bacteria. So support your vitamin D level and you're supporting your immune system. So one of the recommendations that I make is to be certain that you have tested your vitamin D level. You're able to test it with a tiny little blood spot test, and your levels of vitamin D should be optimized. A regular blood test has a range of 30 to 100 as the vitamin D acceptable reference range. However, what you really, really want is a vitamin D level closer to 80. Very, very important if you want to support your immune system. Some of the other suggestions, I think there's one that goes along with vitamin D beautifully, and you can find very nice combinations of vitamin A and vitamin D together in one pill. Vitamin A, again, significant protection for your immune system. Vitamin A protects your upper respiratory system, that area of your body that tends to be under assault when you are exposed to different viruses and bacteria. So 25,000 IUs of vitamin A. Once again, the medical community has taken a stance that is, oh, vitamin A, it's a fat-soluble vitamin. It will accumulate in your liver and become toxic. Well, what you really want is, they're telling you to take beta-carotene. Unfortunately, not everyone has the capacity to convert beta-carotene into vitamin A. So my suggestion is at least 25,000 international units of emulsified vitamin A. Those of you out there who are in the senior category, older generations may remember being given cod liver oil as children. That beautiful combination of vitamin A and vitamin D. So you might want to think about a little bit of cod liver oil. If you haven't had that in years and years and years and you're thinking, oh, I couldn't swallow that, that's terrible. The truth of the matter is there are flavored cod liver oils available, absolutely easy to take and so supportive of your immune system. Some of the other recommendations include vitamin C. That's one of the ones that, oh, over the years has gotten a lot of support and press. Well, what is the recommended daily value for vitamin C? It's a measly 60 milligrams. And so my suggestion to people is you very surely want to take at least 500 milligrams, preferably with bioflavonoids, several times a day. And when you're doing that, you're enhancing how your immune system is working. Using the rind of organic oranges, organic lemons, organic limes, possibly in your shake or green drink, very, very supportive of your immune function. Selenium, very, very helpful for maintaining a very alert immune system so that when you're exposed to the flu virus, when you're exposed to a variety of different microorganisms that have the potential to make you ill, you're very well protected. My last recommendation is one that is possibly a little controversial. You will hear other recommendations on using this substance. I'm suggesting echinacea, and you can use echinacea in combination with other things. Very, very common associated combination is echinacea and golden seal. You can use echinacea and astragalus, echinacea and usnea, variety of different herbal substances. Very, very helpful. And My suggestion is start taking it October 1st and take it every day until April 1st. So that will get you through the season of the year when so many people are dealing with colds and sore throats and coughs and so on. Grapefruit seed extract is excellent. Silver spray is excellent. Lots and lots of different things. Basic last recommendation, reduce your sugar intake, reduce your processed food intake during the flu season.